And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. The Grillin' Guys at 107.3 WBBL FM. It's Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us. We are live at the 211 Bar and Grill. I'm sitting here with Mad Dog. Good morning, Mad Dog, from 7:30 The Game.
Oh, you got it right.
Ooh, how about that?
That's impressive.
I figured I'd write it down.
Well, once you start hearing the rap songs, you right fall into place.
Yeah,
there.
I got my groove going now. Get a little smoke
Bob
coming
Diddy.
Up. And we have Shasta from Old World Olive Press filling in for Jop.
Yeah, good
morning. Thanks so much for joining us. Had a nice trip up here. Her husband Corey drove her up. She just gets escorted around. She's like royalty.
I am like a princess.
Like, yeah, no kidding.
Life is good for me.
I think I know how Obama feels now.
Oh.
I mean, Corey should.
All right.
Yeah, anyway, we are at the 211 Bar and Grill, and right now on the live line is my Goomba from Jersey, Big Paulie.
Oh, big, hey, Grandmaster BBQ Bob, what a great song.
Hey, good to talk to you, pal.
You too, buddy. How's it going out there?
It's going great. We are up at a... You would love this place, man, because I know how much you like inland waterways. But they're right. Hunting the big sturgeon up here right now. You've probably got them in your lake. I know you've got a lake on your property.
Yeah, we got big walleyes, and people can't ice fish, though. There's no ice on the lake. It's like 90 degrees here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
So who are you picking? Giants, maybe?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Let me think about it. Hold on a second. What do you think? Jersey,
well, it's
Giants,
the only team,
the
only team Jersey
daughter.
Has.
You know what Christy said. They work in Jersey. They play in Jersey. Most of them live in Jersey. The only thing New York about them is the MY in their helmet. They're the Jersey Giants, baby. And by the way, you know, nobody crosses my governor.
That's right. I certainly wouldn't. But I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't even want to because I know he's a pal
guy.
Of yours. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you grilling for tomorrow?
Well, I got to tell you, a very dear friend of mine, who I think is listening now, we used to run about 500 restaurants in New York City and around. He has a recipe he gave me for probably what I call the Atkins-friendly way of making barbecue hot wings, the buffalo wings. And the way you do it, it's very simple, almost no carbohydrates, a little cholesterol maybe. You take butter. Okay, you melt the butter in a pan. You put some of, if you can find this, Bill's hot sauce. Okay, you can use Tabasco, but Bill's hot sauce, that's the key. You mix it in, and then you put it on your chicken wings, if you have them pre-cooked or not, and then you throw them on the grill in one of those baskets like I told you to use last time.
Right.
Man, oh man, are they delicious. And you can make about 500 or 600 of them, and they're all going to go. Especially if you have
that's pretty
some
simple.
Form of Giants with you.
That's pretty simple.
Oh, it's totally simple. But you know what I'd like to make, too? You're going to like this. You probably know. It's called the Brady Burger. You ever have one of them?
No, never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. What you do is you get a hunk of New England cheese, okay? We'll call that cheese Tom Brady cheddar, okay? And you take it and you surround it with a bunch of meat. And we'll call that meat the New York Giant defense. And you put a little heat on them, and you see the cheese melt right in the middle. Delicious. That's my Brady Burger, baby.
That's that sounds pretty tasty, and I think I'm going to probably have one of those tomorrow, come to think of it.
Sounds good.
I think several million people might have one of those now that you mentioned it.
Hey, you see how much it costs to go to this game, by the way?
Yeah. Average is that a sin or what?
Get this. Average price of the ticket right now is $4,000, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's the Days Inn is getting $1,100 a night. So if you go with four guys and you spend maybe three nights there each, you know what I'm saying? You're going to spend $30,000. You could buy a new truck. And here's the funny part. On Monday morning, that same room you can get for $19.95, free breakfast and internet comes with it. Okay?
Hey, Paulie, you probably don't...
$1,100 a night. I'm sorry, what?
That's ridiculous. You would enjoy meeting my friend Mad Dog here. We got Mad Dog with us from Lansing, 7:30, the game. He's very experienced sports announcer, and he shares a little heritage with you.
You know, Big Paulie, this is the deal. As far as Paisan, I'm Culebrace, 100%. Yeah, not Mad Dog Russo, Mad Dog DeMarco. I've been doing sports radio in the Mid-Michigan area for 16 years. I like the G-Men tomorrow. I like, you know, it doesn't matter points or not. I think they're focused. Coughlin has got this team really revved up. I think that the maturation process now with the Eli, you know, he was always the backseat of his brother, and now, you know, he's on the cusp of maybe winning two Super Bowls over Tom Brady. I don't know where that makes him as far as going to the front of the bus as far as the Hall of Fame. The offensive line doesn't get enough credit for the New York Giants, that is for sure. And I tell you, with the wide receiving core that they have, led by Victor Cruz, they're going to be tough to beat. They are. And Belichick knows that. Yeah. Their D's nice, but you know, their D got short up at the end in the playoffs. New England's, that is. But I think in Eli Manning right now, I think he's playing some hot football.
No, I got to tell you, I think, and speaking of his father, who's Culebrace, okay, I can tell you that I think you're right on. You know, for me, it's more simple. Obviously, I think the Giants have just got to focus. That's the biggest thing right now. They got to get rid of that hype. They got to start paying attention. It's football, because the Patriots are coming out 100%. And the Giants have got to just focus on this game. Obviously, you know, watch the turnovers. And by the way, I knew Bill Belichick back when he was the defensive coordinator for the Giants. And Billy's a great guy. I have a lot of admiration for him. But the Giants seem to have, I don't know what you would call it, they seem to have the momentum right now. They seem to have
moxie, too.
People want them to win, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I want to tell you real quick, I know you're coming at Brad Van Pelt, the late Brad Van Pelt, very close friend of mine, and I know he was very near and dear to everybody's hearts, a Giants player of the 70s.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Giants. No, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3.
It's like Giants all broadcast.
It's like Giants, all Giants radio.
Giants broadcast here. You can't call out Tom Brady, though, and Big Paulie knows that. Don't call out Tom Brady.
No, God, no. Let me tell you, what a great, talented group of guys. You're going to have a great game. No question about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, by the way, you mentioned I knew Brad. I knew most of the guys back in the 80s, the Giants team, and a couple of good friends of mine, Jimmy Burt and Bart Oates, and some real legends in the game. So a lot of history coming back. But the most important thing, I think you'll appreciate this, Mad Dog, I got a 15-year-old son who bleeds Giants blue. His number is 64 after his uncle Jimmy Burt, and he's got a jersey on. I think he slept with a football last night. So, you know, I'm going for the Giants all the way, regardless of what anyone says.
Sweet. That sounds great. That's phenomenal. That's a great story.
Oh, you're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great game tomorrow, and I just can't wait till it's all over and we have a party here in Jersey for the Giants.
Yeah, dude, I got out to New York last week, but I just didn't get close enough to you. I would have called you.
Definitely, but, Bobby. Next time, let me know. Otherwise, I won't let you back in.
I just got to get... I know. That's what I'm afraid of. Well, I'm just dying for, you know, some of that calamar, you know, get you on the grill.
Oh, you got a deal. You got a deal.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Good talking to you, pal, and go Giants, right?
Go Giants. Good talking to you guys. Mad Dog, I hope I get to meet you someday. Samba de Riga.
Okay. All right. All right there, partner. You be good, Paisan. I'll look forward to seeing you, too.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This guy's solid.
He's a good guy. Yeah, he's a friend of mine from... He actually lives in Pennsylvania. He's president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. He's a total paisan. Yeah.
I could tell. Jim Burt's relative, too.
Oh, yeah. He's a sharp guy. Well, anyway, always good to talk to Big Paulie. Coming up next, we're going to talk with everyone knows it's Wendy. She is our beer mistress today, and we're gonna delve into a little North Peak, and we're gonna taste dust up some Diabolico and maybe a little Siren, and we got some good Michigan brewing coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Coming up.
All right. Rip, you'd love this.
Yeah, we're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back. And it's because of you that now I can see. So now I can't run. I'll follow the sun and ride on to Zion and dance this last song. We're free.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.